Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Thursday, April 15th, and happy birthday to actress Emma Watson, who's 31 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Cobb man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his daughter's mother in Marietta 2 years ago. The Marietta City Council will again consider the Nexus Gardens and Laurel Park development proposals at its meeting. The District Attorney's Office and Cobb Board of Commissioners are arguing over how to pay for new staff members. Meanwhile, the Cobb Board of Commissioners signed off on $4 million in bonus pay for county employees. The MDJ Citizen of the Year Award goes to frontline healthcare workers. And finally, Neighborhood Cuisines and Provisions is bringing ready-made meals and a new lunch cafe to the Marietta Square. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A Cobb County man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his daughter's mother in Marietta 2 years ago. 33-year-old Juan Antonio Gonzalez pled guilty to malice murder, aggravated assault, and aggravated assault on a peace officer. In late 2019, Juan Gonzalez was kicked out of the home he shared with 38-year-old Aurelia Melo Meza, their 4-year-old daughter, and Ms. Meza's 3 older children because of his drinking problem. Mr. Gonzalez later learned Melo was seeing someone new, which led to a festering anger the week leading up to the murder. On December 21, 2019, Juan shot Ms. Meza through the door and windows before entering the house. He also shot Meza's 16-year-old son in the shoulder. The Marietta City Council will again consider the Nexus Gardens and Laurel Park development proposals. The developments are proposed to sit on both the north and south side of the South Loop at Powers Ferry Road. If the rezonings are approved, developer Nexus Marietta would move forward with the mixed-use developments, which would bring a combined 243 townhomes, 176 apartments, 160 senior living units, retail and office space to the city. Nexus Marietta, the developer of both projects, has faced strong opposition from Marietta residents. The city's planning commission recommended denying the application in March after locals spoke out against the projects, saying they would reduce affordability, increase traffic to dangerous levels, and threaten nearby wetlands. The planning commission's recommendation is not binding, and council members have the final say. Last month, District Attorney Flynn Brody asked the Cobb Board of Commissioners for 6 new staff positions to deal with a mounting backlog of criminal cases in his office, and the answer from the board is no. Despite D.A. Brody's protest to the contrary, the county's legal department previously decided that money from the 2020 CARES Act could not be used to cover the costs of the added personnel. Instead, CARES money would be used to cover public safety payroll expenses, freeing up surplus money in the general fund. The 7 staff positions will cost just over $275,000, and his original request in March would have drawn money from CARES Act funds, but was deemed ineligible. For this reason, among others, he was asked to withdraw it before it reached a vote. D.A. Brody expects the position will be filled by mid-May, and he'll have to return to the board this summer during the budgetary negotiations and ask commissioners to add the positions to the fiscal 2022 budget on a permanent basis. The Cobb Board of Commissioners approved a one-time 3% bonus for all county employees at its Tuesday meeting. The measure passed 5-0 and will apply to all employees who were employed as of last October and did not receive a raise under the step and grade pay raise approved by the board last month. 2,959 of the county's roughly 5,000 workers will be eligible for the bonus, officially known as an incentive payment. The bonus will cost the county just over $4 million. County employees will see the bonus applied to their April 23rd paycheck. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Every year, beginning in 1963, it has been the Marietta Daily Journal's privilege to present the Citizen of the Year Award to a distinguished and deserving Cobb Countian. These individuals are recognized for their significant contributions to the quality of life and success we enjoy in our community. The names are woven into the history of Cobb County. Barrett, Hines, Ryant, Isaacson, Barnes, and Smith. In all, we have named 57 individuals as Cobb's Citizen of the Year. We will not do so this year. In an exceptional year, filled with the exceptional efforts of exceptional people, we name not an individual, but a collection of Citizens of the Year, frontline health workers. While most of us quarantined, worked from home, and kept our social distance, doctors, nurses, EMTs, and other medical support staff steadfastly reported to their workplace to treat and care for those carrying the highly contagious coronavirus, putting themselves at risk and potentially bringing those risks home to their families. These heroes risked their own health, working tirelessly and courageously amid the biggest healthcare crisis in our lifetime. Initially, they did so in a time of uncertainty. Little was known of the disease as it first took root across the globe, throughout America, and right here in Cobb County. Supplies were scarce, treatments unclear, personal protective equipment at a premium, the level of contagion unknown. Make no mistake, it was a war zone in the battle against COVID-19. It was in this unpredictable and precarious environment that our frontline healthcare workers immersed themselves, determined to make those who had contracted the disease well again. It is for these undaunted heroics and their distinctive expertise that the honor of the 2020 Marietta Daily Journal Citizens of the Year Award goes to our frontline healthcare workers.
In lieu of a traditional plaque, Cobb's healthcare workers will be recognized with a permanent marker in front of the Strand Theater in downtown Marietta to commemorate their service. And on Monday, frontline workers from Metro Atlanta Ambulance, Wellstar Health Systems, Cobb and Douglas Public Health, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Northside Hospital, and Kaiser Permanente were called to the stage to represent the sacrifices of the county's thousands of healthcare workers. On April 20th, 2020, a report from the National Restaurant Association estimated that more than 8 million restaurant workers were laid off or furloughed across the country. Dominic Belli and Jonathan Disser, brothers-in-law who both live in Smyrna, were part of that toll. But like so many others, they pivoted to adjust to their times. They created neighborhood quarantine catering, selling prepared family-sized meals that only require popping a tray in the oven. The duo, both veterans of the hospitality industry with a combined 50 years of experience, produced high-quality meals that were ready in 30 minutes. Belly and Disser are now partners in the rebranded Neighborhood Cuisines and Provisions. They still offer catering and takeaway meals, but now have a storefront on Powder Springs Street, a block south of the Marietta Square. It's open from Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.